Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me on the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Good morning, or should I say good afternoon? Hello, it's Sunday service right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and life is good. Yes. Yes, it is Sunday, Sunday. This is a public broadcasting of the infinite life, the infinite spirit, the channeling of the unseen through music and sound. Boom. Get it down. Break it down now. Break it down now. Break it down to the ground, all the way down. Anyway, be careful because I might start freestyling. Might just start happening. It might just start going, and then I won't be able to stop. And then you'll be like, please stop. And then I'll be like, no, I won't stop. Can't stop. Let's center ourselves. And I hope you are excited, because I don't have a reason for you to be excited except for being alive. And that's really what the show is about. It's about tapping into those places where we can celebrate life without there having to be a certain time to celebrate. It's Christmas, time to celebrate. Graduated, time to celebrate. You know, it's your birthday, time to celebrate. You know, no, it's your birthday every day. You graduate every day. It's Christmas every day. Every day is a celebration. And that's what's most important about life, is really taking those days. And guess what happens when you take every day and you manifest? I mean, when you celebrate, you manifest. You manifest. So I've been on this journey, fasting journey. And apparently, the guy who invented Reiki went on a fasting journey. And he started hallucinating and tripping. And then that's how he came up with Reiki, this Japanese guy. I forgot his name. I need to make sure I look that up. But anyways, so I was like, I'm going to do that. And there's so many things that were going on. I did trip. But I wanted to take it to the next level today and see, you know, take the fasting to the next level. And I definitely feel now that I'm on the air, I'm on drugs or something, but it's like natural. It's all natural. It's a natural high. It's a high of being alive. And they're doing all these kinds of studying about fasting and the benefits of it. And, you know, and you can really feel yourself being renewed. And as your body is breaking everything down that you put into your body, and it breaks everything down, and it's just, but on a spiritual sense, it just feels like it's clearing and cleansing at every moment. So you become a clear channel and you become a clear conduit. So it makes sense that you would all of a sudden start magically feeling like you're on mushrooms simply from not eating. And it's all clarity and getting clear and getting right and getting healthy and getting grounded. Yeah. focus. It's like natural focus. Somebody said, oh yeah, I was like, I'm going to use that today. Spiritual Adderall. It's like spiritual Adderall. Woo! And I told them, listen, I'm going to quote you. I'm going to quote that. Spiritual Adderall. Okay, enough of this spiritual drug talk. Just kidding. So anyways, so someone just said, texting me, when does the guided meditation start? So the Sundays, there, it's not a guided meditation, just to let you know. Sundays, I do a inspirational speaking, hence Sunday service. I do, it's like preaching, but I'm channeling spirit. So just a reminder, and I do the guided meditations on Tuesday night. So I do that more like when everybody comes home from work, having a long day and they're stuck in traffic or whatever it is. I do that to, you know, clear and cleanse. Clear and cleanse. Exercise the demons. That's what I do with exercise. Exercise, exercise. Devil gonna get a black eye today. Oh my God. Did I just whisper? What did I do? See, I told you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Is that a swear? No, is that a swear? Like, what is going on with me right now? I told you. I'm not, you think I was joking. I'm not even on anything. Like, with my intro, I was going to say that. You heard the WMFO. You are listening to Boston Medium, and then it's got the Buddy Holly. Yeah, anyways, I was going to say, I'm not even on anything. And then my boyfriend's like, do you really want to do that? Like, what are you doing? He's like my conscience. He's like my higher conscience of like, really? He just looked at me like, do you really want to say that in your intro? I'm not even on anything. He's like, right, really? And so I'm just like, you know, that's why I keep him around. Because it gets like, it can get a little crazy. And just need a reminder sometimes that's like, chillax, all right? Chillax. Speaking of chillax, let's move it right along to some Dixieland jazz. Yeah, yeah. Over the moon. Oh my God, what is going on? I feel good. Like James Brown says, I feel good. And I hope you're feeling good too. I just want you to understand how truly loved you are. I want you to understand that today is the day where every day is Sunday. Let's do that. Every day is a holiday, every day is a celebration, and every day is Sunday. Think about it. Actually, I have a song for you that goes, hold on, it's like, goodbye to Sunday, cause God is every day. Oh, goodbye to Sunday, cause God is every day. A friend without resistance, cause God is every day. Oh, goodbye to Sunday, cause God is every day. I just remember that song. Anyway, let's get some Sharky. Let's get some Sharky Malarkey going on here. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service. It is 1-1-1. We're going to wait. We're going to count down because it's 1-1-1 right now. And then the countdown's going 3, 34, 35. We're going to wait till it's 1-1-1-1. And we're going to make a wish. So let's make a wish. What? No, we're waiting for the countdown. We're waiting for the countdown. It's happening. Oh, no. It's going up. Sorry. My bad. I thought it was going down. I can't do math and I can't read numbers. But anyways, let's make a wish because it's 1-1-1. What are you wishing for right now? What are you wishing for? I'm wishing just for more magicaler happenings here at WMFO and a magic time and being here on the air and getting spreading love to all of you as usual, just continuously. And I hope that, and my wish is that you receive the love that I'm giving today. That's my wish. And I'm wishing that you're healed today. I'm wishing that you're transformed, and I'm wishing that you feel good today. And I'm wishing that we can come together today and have an amazing show. And life is grand. Thank you. All right, let's get with the music. Remember, at around 120, 125, I do the inspirational speaking, so stick around. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love you. I think I love you.
say. But there's no doubt that it's different from any other day. There are no words to exactly describe what I'm speaking of. It's just a sweet Sunday kind of love. Watch some TV too. You can do something for me and I'll do the same for you. We'll fill the hours with things that we both like to do. Spending the sweet Sunday loving. Pretend nobody's home. Quietly just you and me. Oh, how nice that will be. All through the week I'll look back upon that sweet Sunday time, while looking forward to that special happiness we'll find. When we songbird up above, sounds of a sweet Sunday kind of love.
Sad situation, I must say. When someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. When you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay, hey.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Millenite, the Boston Medium. Thank you for listening to Sunday Service.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
It's that time, right here, right now, on Paranormal Playgrounds on Sunday Service. It's that time where we do our channeling for the day, your service for today. Whoo, let's lift the vibrations up high. Let's get high right now, right now, right here in this moment. Thank you so much for being here with me on this day. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Right now in this moment, we're going to bring in all the energy from our loved ones, all the energy from spirit, all the energy from the universe, everything that wants to come in, come forth. I draw you forth and work through and as me right now in this moment. Work through and as me right here and be the light. Whatever it is that you want to channel, spirit, I am here and I'm open, I am radiant. What is the activation for the week? What is it that we must become and grow into for the next level of our evolution? As we come in here, we bring the intention to open up the doors, to open up the doors to our consciousness, to open up different dimensions and go into different places that is the highest beautiful good for ourselves. As we come in right now, we understand this good, this infinite vibration that circulates all around us right now in this high light. We're here in this high light right here. See yourself as the infinite good, and you can see yourself through the mirror of nature. As we go outside every single day and you see the beautiful landscapes, we see the oceans, the rivers, the trees, we see everything that we need to see, all the things, the animals, and we spend time in nature. We take beautiful pictures and photographs of nature, and we are just left in complete awe. We are just left in complete astonishment of how natural beauty can be. And how it is around us, we understand that that is us. We understand that is nothing more than the real mirror of life. You see, nature, all it resembles is the real, infinite mirror of life and who we truly are. If we ever wanted to understand ourselves or ever wanted to remember who we are, all you need to do is walk outside. And right now, spirit wants to come in and understand this beautiful connection to being outside. Whether rain or shine, cold or hot, we have an infinite connection to the radiance outside. And self-healing, natural healing, is contained within these elements. Natural healing is available to you. Healing is available to you anytime. And one of the main sources that we have, one of the main sources that is always provided, will always be nature. going outside and seeing yourself as this good. Going outside and seeing yourself as rejuvenated and restored. That is your health. Before we want to pick up on the medication, before we grab that drink, before we turn on the television, before we pick up our phone to start posting, scrolling, whatever it is that we are going to pick up to numb ourselves or to distract ourselves from what it is we are trying to avoid or what kind of pain we're feeling and what kind of pain we're trying to avoid or how we're trying to creep by the fact that we need to heal ourselves and we need to slow down. And instead of avoidance and being able to feel it, go outside. Walk outside, be in it, be in outside, be in yourself. Outside, for outside is yourself. This is yourself right now calling to you. Beautiful nature, Mother Gaia is calling to you right now. You see, there's no accidents. There is no accidents right here in the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFL Radio. There are no accidents right now here in time and space. There's no accidents right now as you are here in the present moment. You see, your ears locked in to the infinite channeling of spirit here on Sunday service to understand, oh yes, that is the reminder. My health, my healing right now, I need to be outside. I need to play in the infinite playground of the unseen, which is outside, which is free, which is given to me by my mother, father, God, spirit, infinite channel, by my mother, father, God, infinite spirit channel of spirit. By the universe, by that higher self and that potency that is me. This is available to you anytime, any place, any day. How beautiful and how lucky we are to live in New England, to experience all four seasons. You see, I used to think and I used to feel, you know, envious of people who lived in hot weather all day. All year long, beautiful, gorgeous weather. But then I realized there was no contrast to it. That's just it. 80 degrees, 70 degree, beautiful, gorgeous, all day long. All year long. How could you get upset? How could you get mad at that? But then I realized the gift that I've been given to see autumn, summer, spring, fall. I mean autumn, summer, spring, winter. To be able to have such contrast, such variety, such diversity in your life of just feeling the natural waves of the weather. And even when the weather gets cold, even when it's not sunny and beautiful and doesn't feel like June, appreciate this weather. Be in it. Be outside. Take it all in and say thank you. Even when it's snowing and cold, I say thank you. Now I have a deeper and we have a deeper appreciation for weather. We have a deeper appreciation for no matter what it goes through, because that's what life is. See, when we go through life, the outside expectations, sometimes they don't turn out the way we want it. But why would we depend on weather to determine whether we're going to have a good day or not? Why are we going to rely on whether it's snowing or the rain or why we can or can't do something? It's too hot. It's too cold. There's things blocking. It's slip and slide. What do we do? And that's life too. What do you do with life when things aren't going your way and the weather, you know, is rough or the weather is to this or to that and it's in your outside world? So what do? We accumulate to it, we morph to it, we adapt to it, and we figure out ways to still appreciate and connect to it. And we go with the flow of nature, we go with the flow of infinite spirit, we go with the flow of God. And we say, I trust you. I trust that this thing that isn't working out for me right now, I trust that what I want isn't here. It's coming and it's on its way. I trust that whatever it is that I'm going through right now in this moment, that may be uncomfortable, maybe painful, maybe not what I want, maybe I want a different reality, I know that it's coming. But if we step and constantly go into the energy right now of want, I don't have, Eventually, that will be your reality. We got to get in tune with what we have, and we got to keep asking for what we have and wanting what we have, because that's exactly the response of abundance. You see, that's the response of you. That is a response of the infinite, abundant, pure spirit that is so wealthy. It's so wealthy right now that it's going to attract more wealth. See, wealth attracts wealth. Poverty attracts poverty. If you want to be wealthy, what do? You get into a wealth mindset. So we're here right now in that wealth mindset of nature, in that wealth mindset of health. See, we're not thinking of health, of wealth in just in terms of material. We're thinking of it in the foundation of health. Where do we find the foundation of health? That foundation of health is right here in nature. That foundation of health is right here, right outside. And it is provided and given to us without anything in return. It's not asking for nothing, because look at how abundant that is. When something ain't asking for something, that thing, whatever it is, got money. That thing, whatever it is, got abundance. That thing got an infinite supply. You got to understand that. You got to understand that is always giving has an infinite supply. So when you are in the state of being that has an infinite supply, there it goes. There it goes. You are the infinite supply of miracles. You are the infinite supplies of the provider of creation. Oh, feel how good that feels to understand and know this. Feel how good and feel what it means to know that you're already a billionaire in this moment. Yes, 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 yes. Everything is in the yes. Everything is in the high. Everything is in the up. Everything looks upwards, going up, going up. See, we're here right now and we're going up. We're only going up. We're only raising our vibration. It only gets higher and higher. And there is no end. Yes, there is no limit. You see, there's a limit to down. There's a limit to negativity. There's a limit to the negative force field that keeps going down, 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 down. And what's down? Down is Diablo. Down is where they talk about that hot furnace, fiery place. Oh, but you ain't gotta cross over in order to get there. You can be there right now. You see heaven and hell? You wanna choose it? Consciousness. It's a consciousness. It's a state of mind. There is no croaking, crossing over, you're dead, and then all of a sudden you're in some magical place called heaven or hell. You're living it now. And that's what you're going to take with you with all eternity. So what are you choosing? You can choose it and have that choice. Are you living a paradise in your mind right now? Is the paradise right here? Is the paradise right now? Do you feel good? Does that feel good to feel good right now? That's heaven. You see that feeling right there where you're feeling good? You're feeling energized. You're feeling healthy. You're feeling abundant. You're feeling vital. You've got it all. That's heaven. And we're going to stay with heaven because heaven feels good. We're going to stay with what feels good. We're going to stay with it because it feels good. You see, you stay with what you want. If you don't want to feel good, you ain't got to. You got a choice. We are the only entities on this existence that have a choice of free will. You see, nature, they flow. They're here. Animals flow here. They exist. We exist, but we have free will. So what are you choosing? And as you come into this space right here, we're choosing love. We're choosing good. We're choosing our reality of all the goody, goody goodness. We're tapping into that channel, the broadcasting of the good news. We're tapping into the channel of that information, the information that's always reading, the celebration. That information that's always reading celebration. That information that's always reading your good fortune, your good news, your good future, your good now. But we got to be here now. And in order for your future to be the way that you want in the infinite good, you've got to have it now. We got to live it now. You see, we're going to invite that energy, that beautiful energy of Neville Goddard that comes down and understanding law of assumption. You got to assume the best. You got to assume the best that you're here because you are the best and you know that. I don't need to tell you that you're good. You don't need to affirm. You don't need to let anybody know. You don't need to be doing these good deeds and showing how much you're a good person. That is your nature. It's never gonna change. You being here, you being alive, everything is good. For it is only conditioning, concepts, and ideas that swayed you away from your own goodness, that swayed you away from believing that you weren't good. So let's come here and be good. Not the goodness of we do good deeds, but the goodness of that we are. I am. I am is in the good. I am, I am, I am. Woo! Feel that vibration lifting in the I am presence. Feel that vibration lifting in the alchemical power that is you now, and we're transforming, because this is what Sunday service is. This is what the Sunday service is here to provide. It's here to provide the healing. It's here to provide your interchangeable self, your transitioning constantly. It is here to provide the proof that you can change a miracle, your state of mind right now. See, if you are in a state of worry, fear, doubt, see, in an instant, you can change to hope, optimism, love, joy, beauty, because all it takes is a switch of consciousness. All it takes is a switch of being there, and that's what those states are. Be here with me in the unseen, because in the unseen, we have the power to make it all happen. Woo! We have the power to love, to fly, to be real and be free. I love you. Just take a moment to feel how good it is to be with spirit. Take a moment to feel how good it is to feel the light that is within you. You are the infinite love, and I love you. See, let's come into the space of love, because love is that infinite, beautiful power that vibrates. Love is that beautiful, infinite power that is so magnetic, and it draws everything you need to you. When you have love, you are in the space of unconditioned. Love is pure unconditioned. And to have that, we can just see the world around us and how much is given to us. We receive more than we give. That's exactly what love is. To see that infinite space, to see how beautiful, to see the magic. Hoo-wee. Everything is good. Everything is real. You are real. And we're going to express that realness. We're going to express that truth no matter what happens. Feel it. Take it in. Be with it. And have fun. All right. We got about 20 more minutes here on the Sunday service. I hope you're uplifted. I hope you're happy. I hope you're feeling love, because I'm sending that love to you. This is the love. This is all for you. Sunday service is all for you to get healed. Manifest. Manifest your greatness right here. Right now. I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. Let's top this off with some Johnny Cash. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a hero. Weirdo. Don't touch that dial.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut. But everybody loves a nut. There was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well, Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. And guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs, and erected a tombstone in red.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella. I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Get on board. Better get your ticket now, my Lord Chief. Wow. The pearly gates of heaven. Can't you imagine that you can hear this train blow? She blows upon love so low. You know the train gonna be here tonight. And she blows friends.
Time, the good Lord giveth, and Uncle Sam taketh away. One, two, three, and...
Well, the good Lord giveth, and Uncle Sam taketh away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good Lord giveth, and Uncle Sam taketh away. Well, I don't mind working night and day, but I like a little more take-home pay. Cause the good Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. Well, the rent's so high, cost me $700 and a dime. The room's so small, I had to go outside to change my mind. The electric bill's way out of sight. The cost of food's got me eating light. I mean, the good Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. Well, the price of taxes going up each year that goes by. I guess I have to pay to live as well as pay to die. Well, I wouldn't mind if I only knew that I'd give back what I paid into. Not a good Lord give it and Uncle Sam take it away.
Give me some guitar.
don't mean a thing anymore. You work your whole life just to find out that you're poor. It seems that the work I do just goes to pay for a banker to sleep in a Swiss chalet. Not a good Lord give a damn, Uncle Sam take it away. Watch out, break down. Not a good Lord give it, Uncle Sam take it away. Oh, the good Lord give it, Uncle Sam take it away. Well, work a job down at the plant when I can go on welfare and get food stamps. I mean a good Lord to give what? Good Lord give it. You know the good Lord give it, then Uncle Sam take it away.
Avenue. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This was a very special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday service. Make sure to tune into my regular time slot Tuesdays. This is one of my regular time slots. It's going to be for the rest of the summer. Sundays at 1 p.m. And Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Yes, we're going to be playing. I hope you like 50s because there's going to be lots of rockabilly going on. Lots of it Tuesday. So tune in. I love you so much. I leave you with the love and the blessings of spirit. Have a beautiful rest of your Sunday. And I'm going to leave you here with some Dixieland jazz because I want to uplift your day and with some high vibrations of spirit because they know how to celebrate death in New Orleans properly. Yeah, when people cross over, make sure you give your loved ones in the spirit world, remind them about the light and who they are, and keep the light up and keep beauty happening. Love you so much. Bye-bye.